Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text for today is God's Word and the Gospel reading according to St. John, chapter 10. We read again verses 27 and 28. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. How often do you ever miss the commercials that are on TV or on the radio? And I don't mean because you walk into the kitchen to get something to drink. Maybe you just take the remote and you mute it and turn them off for a second. That's what I do. You see, sometimes we tune out what we don't really want to hear. There are certain messages, some voices, that directly affect us, that we don't want to hear. And ironically, sometimes we even come to church and then click the remote button. That was the problem that day when Jesus was walking in the temple in Jerusalem. The Jews who opposed him, and he doesn't mean all the Jews, he means the Jews who opposed him, literally encircled Jesus. They surrounded him. And they wanted a straight answer from him. They asked him a direct question. How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Then they pressed the mute button. They didn't really want to hear the answer. Jesus had said he is the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. Now, these Jews who opposed Jesus, they were familiar with the figure of the good shepherd in the Old Testament. They're probably as familiar with Psalm 23 as you are. In the Old Testament, the figure of a shepherd is not just a lowly peasant, but often a royal figure, even King David, who himself was a shepherd when he grew up. And often, in fact, I would say principally, that royal figure is Yahweh himself, God himself. In Micah 5:4, the prophet says, the one who comes forth from Bethlehem, remember that? The one who is to be ruler of Israel, the one who is the Ancient of Days, says this, he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace. In Isaiah 40, the prophet says, the Lord will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. The Lord himself will be our shepherd, our good shepherd, our great shepherd. So when Jesus claimed to be the good shepherd, he was making a divine claim. So, they say, if you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Tell us without any riddles or obscurity. Don't keep us in suspense. And Jesus answers plainly. He says, I told you. And you don't believe. Can you see them immediately pressing the mute button? They don't want to hear what comes next. Jesus says, the works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me. My works speak for themselves. My works speak clearly So even if you have that remote button on, look at the pictures on the screen. Look at His works, which He does in His Father's name. Actions speak louder than words. Well, look at Jesus' actions. He says, He continues, but you do not believe because you're not part of my flock. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they know me. Keep in mind the situation. There is Jesus coming in person to proclaim the kingdom of God, to proclaim who He is, the good shepherd, the great shepherd. He is the only way to salvation. That's what He says. There's only one way to salvation, by hearing Jesus' voice. And if you refuse these gifts, as they did that day when they pressed their remote, they're refusing salvation. Our shepherd's voice invites us with His love. Jesus says, I lay down my life for you, my sheep. He invites us with His forgiveness. He invites even those of us when we think that we have nothing to repent of. Yes, Jesus comes and says, I lay down my life. I have authority to lay down my life and take it up again for you. No one takes my life from me. I go willingly to the cross, willingly for you. Actions speak louder than words. And our shepherd's voice promises us safety and peace in His presence. Jesus promises to give His sheep eternal life. They will never perish. Jesus promises that no one can take that from you, and no one can take you out of His hand. For His hand has the same authority as the Father. No one can take you out of God the Father, who's almighty, out of His almighty hand. No one can take you out of that. And then Jesus says it as plainly as can be, I and the Father are one. I and the Father are one. How much more plainly could you say that Son of God? Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today your good shepherd calls to us. In the midst of all the other voices in this world, voices from work or school, voices from our own streets, we hear the voice of the shepherd. We hear the message that the shepherd has in the midst of all those other messages. And even in the church sometimes, we're tempted to listen to voices that are not centered on Christ. But Jesus' message is clear. It's a message of His love and His forgiveness and His presence that flows to you. It flows from Him into you. And it flows from Him into you and out of you to those around you. It's the message of the cross and the forgiveness of sins. It's the message of the empty tomb and His promise of your resurrection and eternal life with Him. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, Himself calls His flock into existence. He knows you. He knows you. He put His name on you at your baptism. He promises to be with you as you follow Him through all the trials and tribulations and temptations and sufferings of this earthly life. He's been there. He's been the Lamb of God who goes to his death. He's been there already. So we follow him. We follow him through that. But as we go through it not alone, but with him. He leads us even through the grave to our own resurrection, to our own eternal life with him. Eternal life with him. That is his promise. Now there's a point in the text today of high irony and this hostile question that the Jews who were hostile to him put to him. The irony is this. It's in verse 24. Our English translation reads, "How long will you keep us in suspense?" And that is a true and fair translation of what they're asking. How long will you keep us in suspense? Sometimes we feel that way. How long are you going to keep me in suspense, Lord? Well, if you translate that very, very literally from the Greek, it's more like, until when are you holding us up? Are you holding up our lives? Are you holding up our souls? Until when are you holding up our souls? It's like Jesus has their lives in suspense in his hands. They're just waiting. Their lives are paused, waiting to see how he answers. Answer us plainly. Answer us plainly so we can get on with our lives. Then they ask him this question. Then they click the mute button and don't listen. But listen to Jesus' answer. Listen to Jesus' answer with this picture of him. Oh, you're holding our lives up. Tell us plainly. Listen to his answer. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. You hold up our lives? He says. How long are you going to hold up our lives? He says, I give them eternal life. Eternal life. They will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. Do you see the irony? How long will you hold us in your hands, Lord? Or they don't say Lord. Jesus, if you listen to my voice, I will hold you to eternal life in my hand. How much more direct can it get? This is what Jesus' resurrection means for you. This is the fourth Sunday of Easter. We're not talking about the reappearances of Jesus anymore. We're talking about what this means for you. Easter. What does Jesus' resurrection mean for you? It means that even as we now believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we also know, that we are chosen for eternal life by Jesus Christ Himself, and that He is holding us in His hand for that purpose. Not out of any merit or anything that we've done, but out of the pure grace of God. And nothing can pluck us out of His almighty hand. The flock is guarded. The flock is guarded by the Good Shepherd, by the Son of God, and by the Father. The two best shepherds you'll ever have. And when we confess in a few moments, I believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting, This means that on the last day, He will raise me and you and all the dead and give us eternal life. Eternal life to all the sheep, all the believers in Him. His message is true. His message is clear. His sheep hear His voice. His sheep follow Him. We are called and kept in the one true faith by the true shepherd who lays down His life for the sheep. He knows us and He calls us by name. Believe the Good Shepherd's voice. Listen to the Good Shepherd's voice. Unclick that remote that says mute and pay attention to what He says. Follow the Good Shepherd's voice to the good pastures of eternal life with Him, for that's where He leads you. And He is with you now. And He and all the believers will greet you when you get there. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. I invite you to stand as we confess our Christian faith in the Word.